ask you a difficult question.
Here in the Cultural Innovation Centre in Taunton, the World Art Games is in full flow. And some of the art that I really loved is some embroidery work by Lisa Weiler. Not only does Lisa add her skills to clothes and have her own Etsy store, she works with Fimo and brings embroidery to bring sunflowers to life in a beautiful piece. Her triptych really takes us on a journey of crafts and artmanship. And Lisa is here today to tell me just a little bit about why would you start embroidering? What drew you to start to sew?
Well, first, hello. And then I guess I just like the way it looks. And when I do embroidery, it like takes me to another world, and I'm just focused on it. And it's really nice to think, or not to think, like both ways. And then the outcomes are, of course, great, beautiful.
I have to say, looking at it, the outcomes really do share with me, the viewer, that it takes me to a much calmer place. And I love the sunflower and the leaf there. So some inspiration there from nature, maybe? Does nature inspire?
Yes, of course. Well, I love flowers. And as you can probably tell, because there are flowers everywhere, and I just think they're very peaceful and they smell good. And I love colours. So, yeah.
So I hear that you taught yourself basically to do the embroidery that we see here. So if people at home would like to create something new and learn a new skill, perhaps like embroidery, do you have any tips for people who already perhaps can't do a task but want to learn it for themselves?
Oh, I guess just try out and do different things. Maybe go online or find a book or something. I think on YouTube there are many videos you can watch, and yeah, just try many things out and see how it goes.
That's really wonderful advice, and certainly there's a lot of different eclectic styles on here in the exhibition. Another one of the artists that I've enjoyed looking at today is that the art of Anne-Rose Weiler, and I had a very big surprise looking at this triptych of work, because they look like paintings and they really come across with that vibrant colour that you'd expect, and the technique, the brush strokes are all there. But I was lucky enough to talk to the artist herself, and she assured me that these actually are photographs. So I just wondered, when you do get that moment to take a photograph, what draws you to it? When do you know that you really want to capture something on film?
Well, you need the conditions to be right. So first of all, you need water, and the water has to be relatively clear, so you don't have a lot of dirt to distract from the reflection onto the water. Then you need to have sunshine, which then creates that reflection. And for my photographs, I like it to be a little bit breezy. So the breeze creates a ripple in the water, which then creates that sort of painterly effect when you take the photograph. That's all I do.
So it sounds to me, and I'm looking at the work right now, it's very evident that you do like a sort of fluid movement in the work, because although these are two-dimensional still works, there is a lot of movement there. Is that something that you're drawn to?
Yes, I think I like that, because it gives the impression of life, really. So even if you have a very peaceful image, like the image of the temple with the prayer flags, because they flutter in the wind, you have that same idea in the reflection, because the water is slightly rippled, so it almost enhances that effect, or it sort of doubles it, if you want. It amplifies it and creates more movement. I like that. So the picture doesn't remain still.
It certainly draws me in, and I really do get that sense of flow. And it has inspired me to have a go at perhaps taking photographs in it with a different eye. I just wondered if there are people at home who do enjoy taking photographs and perhaps dabbling in creating some fresh images themselves, do you have any tips on perhaps where they should go to get inspiration, or anything they should look for, or anything that might inspire them?
Just go anywhere. I mean, it could be a large puddle that you want to start with on a sunny day or semi-sunny day, and then just try. You know, you can, if you don't have wind or you don't have a breeze to create a ripple effect, you can use a little bit of sand to throw into the water and then photograph it immediately. or you can use other little tricks to create movement in the water, or you just leave the water still and see what happens. Just experiment.
That is wonderful advice. So this has been a really exciting exhibition here for the World Art Game. If people would like to find out more or to see the next World Art Game, how can they connect or find out more?
Well, you can go to the website wagames.org, that is wagames.org, and there you will find information about the international organization. But if you go also into membership, you click membership, and then it takes you to the individual sites of the countries that are members of the WAG organization.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas with us today. This is a great exhibition and I feel really privileged to be part of it. Thank you.